I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, we're coming up on the annual free fishing weekend in West Virginia. I'll tell you what that's all about coming up right after this. Every year, the West Virginia DNR designates one weekend in June to celebrate National Fishing and Boating Week. The celebration means you can go fishing regardless of whether you have a license. Brett Preston is Chief of Warm Water Fisheries at DNR.
In West Virginia, during June, there are always two days that are open to fishing for residents and non-residents alike. And during those 2 days, no one needs to buy a fishing license, so folks can, if they don't have a license, whether they're a resident or non-resident, they can go fishing in West Virginia and enjoy the day with friends and family.
Those 2 days this year are going to be June 13th and 14th statewide. Brett tells us the idea here is to get people outside and engage in fishing, whether they formerly fished and gave it up, or whether they were when they were young, or if they've never picked up a rod and reel in their life.
It affords folks a chance to get reacquainted with fishing if they've lost touch with it. It also provides an opportunity for folks to learn about fishing, because there are a number of events across the state during the first part of June, and usually culminating during free fishing weekend. There are a number of kids events, children fishing events, and that's another thing. If we can attract families to fishing, so if folks' children want to fish, the parents will likely get involved, and we think that's a good thing.
As he said, the DNR sponsors a pair of kids fishing derbies that go along with this celebration, one at Little Beaver State Park in Raleigh County, the other at the Bowden Fish Hatchery in Randolph County.
Those are two of the larger events that we actually participate in, and those do attract hundreds of children, and they really are geared towards kids 14 and under. But it's a great place to get an opportunity to have some instruction about fishing, and again to participate with other folks, and that's an important part of it.
Remember, it's June 13th and 14th. Fish without a license, free fishing day anywhere in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.